welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. For God to be glorified. Amen. Amen. Giving glory to God the Father, my Creator. Giving glory to God the Son, my Redeemer. Giving glory to God the Holy Spirit, my Sustainer. Yes, it is with the joy of Jesus Christ I greet you this morning. Amen. I need to share with you. I saw an interesting quote that I don't mind borrowing or sharing. Church. The quote was, the building may be closed, yes, but the church is open. Yes, amen. 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 We thank God for all of those who participated behind the scenes to make this live stream event possible. Amen. For God's word will always go forth. Yes, amen, somebody. Yes, 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 yes. I need to tell you, I was a little concerned, but I thank God. He told me, just walk by faith, young fella, and smacked me in the back of my head. And said, put another foot in front of the other. I got you. I got you. So I stand on his promises, and I stand on his word. Amen. Now, in the African-American context, we come to the preaching moment either by a statement or by a question. All right. We come by a statement by saying, I need a word, yes, sir, from the Lord. Yes, sir. We come by a question by saying, is there a word from the Lord? So if you wouldn't mind turning with me to the book of Exodus, that's the second book right after Genesis, shouldn't be too hard to find it, and it's Exodus chapter 14, and I know my Bible readers and Bible scholars, when I say Exodus 14, first thing you say is the Red Sea crossing. Yes, amen, amen. Make sure I'm in the right crowd. Yes, sir. So I want to look at a familiar text, but I want to pull out some new encouragement and some new help that God gave me. Amen. Now, you need to know that this is the word that God gave me. Yes, sir. When I knew I was scheduled to preach, I had a different pericope. All right. And the Monday guy said, nope, we're going to do something different. And if you know me, it takes me more than a week to prepare a sermon. All right. So now I'm saying, God, I got less than a week. He said, I got you. This is what I want you to say. And I say that as a disclaimer so that you know all the credit goes to God. Amen. I did not think of this of myself. All right? We should be at Exodus by now. Exodus 14, and in your hearing, I want to read verses 10 to 14. Right. And it reads as follows. And Pharaoh drew near. The children of Israel lift up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. They were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us away to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians, then should we die in the wilderness? Verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still, yes, sir, see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, this morning, for a few brief minutes, I want to talk from the topic, where is God in the midst of my crisis? All right. All right. Where is God, that's all right, in the midst of my crisis? All right. Yeah. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I bless you. I thank you, God, for you are true to your word. You said wherever two or three are gathered, you will be in the midst. So I thank you for being in this sanctuary. I thank you for allowing me to feel your presence. Father, I pray for those that are watching by live stream. I pray, God, that wherever they're watching, that you would make that sacred space and that your word would move forth with power, truth, and authority. God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. In our walk with the Lord, there will be times of crisis. For these crisis periods, they're when our faith in God gets tested. You see, crisis, sometimes they take us by surprise. But the Bible says, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. And yes, in this world, you and I will have crisis. As I speak this morning, we're all dealing with a crisis. We're dealing with a crisis that doesn't care where you were born, doesn't care how much money you have, doesn't care who your parents are, doesn't care the color of your skin, and doesn't care what ministries you serve on. And truth be told, it doesn't care where you sit in the church. This crisis has touched each and every one of us. For everybody's life, somehow, some way, has been turned upside down with this coronavirus. For on Monday of last week, Mayor Kenney put the city of Philadelphia on shutdown. He declared a state of emergency, resulting in the widespread closures and postponements, shutdowns of schools, university, sporting events, just to name a few. When we listen, read, or watch the news, we are told over and over again that this is just the beginning of this pandemic and that it will no doubt get worse. So as we live in these troubled times, yes, and we deal with what many call the new normal, and they use terms like social distance, yes, we find ourselves wrestling with uncertainties, having to deal with conditions of instability, danger being present everywhere, and not to mention the fact that this is a matter of life and death. Yes, we all come to the sermon this morning with one question, and that question is, where is God, yes, in the midst of this? Amen. And if I can make it personal, yes, where is God in the midst of my crisis? Where is God, yes, in the midst of my crisis? Here we are in Exodus chapter 14, and the children of Israel find themselves in a crisis, for they are trapped by the Red Sea. They have Pharaoh on their back, and they have nowhere to go. And they are asking that same question, where is God in the midst of my crisis? Scripture teaches us that the children of Israel, they had just been delivered from the strong opposition of the hand of Pharaoh. For God himself had demonstrated his awesome power to deliver them from 400 years of slavery and bondage. And God brought them out of Egypt. God set them on their way to the promised land. So here we are. They're starting their new journey with high hopes and great expectations. And as they march towards the promised land, they find themselves suddenly in a crisis. Yes, they've got the deep, rugged Red Sea in front of them. They've got mountains on the side of them. And they've got Pharaoh's army of skilled warriors behind them. And here they have nowhere to turn. And based on their response to Moses, we see that they were surprised to find themselves in a crisis. Yes, because after all, they're God's chosen people. Now, don't be too hard on them. For many of us today have thought the same thing. Yes, sir. For many of us today, we thought that when we gave our lives to Christ, that we would live a life that would be stress-free, right, worry-free. Right, we thought that all our troubles were behind us, yes, because we're blessed and highly favored. When we look at Scripture, we may question their faith in God. Because how is it that God delivered them from Egypt and slavery? And they're able to make this statement. They say, for it had been better if we had served the Egyptians, yes, than to die in the wilderness. Yes, you see, they could not see God in the midst of their crisis. Yes, and I would even say today that many of us, we cannot see God in times of crisis. You may ask, well, how could they not see God in the midst of the crisis? Let me tell you, they were walking in fear, yes, and not walking in faith. Yes, wow. Text says, wow. Verse 10, when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out. They were walking by sight and not walking by faith. Yes, they lifted up their eyes, and all they saw was the Egyptian army coming after them. They gave up in despair, and they cried out in fear. That's what happens to many of us. When we're in times of crisis, we give in to fear, and we lose hope of the perspective, which is the spiritual sight, to be able to see God's presence and God's power to deliver us in our crisis. See, we need to understand that faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. For if we trust in God, there's no need to fear. For whatever life may throw at us, because God has our back, we'll be all right. You heard it. You heard it in the reading of the scripture. David says in Psalm 23, more specifically, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David is saying, when there is no fear, you can feel the presence of God in a time of crisis. Here is David in his crisis. And David says, I have no fear, because he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, yes, by faith. Yes, sir. Notice if you will, verse 11, what they say to Moses. And I hope you ain't closed your Bible. Verse 11, because there were no graves in Egypt. Yes, sir. Hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore thou hast dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt. Ah, they respond like most of us do. They see only the negative and begin to point fingers. You see, fear prevented them from seeing they were in a place that God had already prepared for them. They were there not because Moses misled them. They were there because that's where God guided them. And instead of praying about their situation in order to get guidance from God, they complained to God and they blamed Moses. Instead of looking up to God in faith, they looked back to Egypt. And they said in verse 12, is this not the world we did in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, that we were better in Egypt. Yes. Let me briefly share the three commands that Moses gives in verse 13. And I'll take my seat. Verse 13. The first command that Moses gives. Moses says, fear not. First, we are not to fear. See, in order to see God working in our lives, we must not be afraid of life circumstances. You see, watch this. Moses had to deal with their fear before Moses could take them any further. In other words, we have a choice of letting fear dominate our lives, or we can simply trust God and walk in faith. See, when you walk in fear, you'll be like the children of Israel who wanted to give up and go back to slavery. For we are told in the scriptures that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God has given us the spirit of power to deal with the crisis in life with faith and perseverance. God has given us the power of love to be able to love those who are lovable. God has given us the power of a sound mind so that we don't have to lose our minds in times of crisis. We ought to fear not. Secondly, Moses says we ought to stand still. Verse 13, Moses says, fear not, stand still. We must be able to stand in faith before we can walk in faith. See, when we're in a crisis, we need to be strengthened in order to walk in faith. Isaiah says it this way, but they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They'll mount up like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Hear me clearly. The Bible is not saying stand still and do nothing. The Bible is not saying wait on the Lord and do nothing. What the Bible is saying is that while we're standing, we're supposed to be feeding our faith and not our fears. You see, it's all right to watch the news and to keep up with what's going on. But when you watch more news than read God's word, you're feeding your fears. You need to spend time in God's word and feed your faith. See, we make this choice. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe the news or will you believe God? Feed your faith and starve your fears. You see, when I'm standing, I'm reading his word. You see, while I'm standing, God is renewing my faith. While I'm standing, God is renewing my strength. While I'm standing, God is renewing our wings. While I'm standing, God is renewing our legs. While I'm standing, God is renewing us to walk in faith and not to faint. In times of a crisis, my brother and my sister, we need to be still. Woo! Third and lastly, we ought to see the salvation of God. Notice, if you will, the text says, Moses says to the people, fear not, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. You see, fear has a way of giving us all a distorted view of the past and our present situation. Notice, the children of Israel had a distorted view of their situation and their past. They could only see one result in their situation. They could only see death. for they thought that they were going to die. They could not see themselves being delivered out of their crisis. They could not see God working on their behalf. All they could see was just the grave. You see, fear has not only given them a distorted view of their crisis, but it's also given them a distorted view of their memory. For fear had them saying that they were better off in bondage to Pharaoh. You see, a poor memory they had. They didn't remember that man's extremities is God's opportunity. Yeah. They didn't remember that it was God with his great power. They just couldn't see God in their current situation. In times of crisis, we need to remember the same God that delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh is the same God that'll deliver you and deliver me. Do you know that there's nothing too hard for God? You see, the same God that was in Europe when it was decimated by the plague was the same God that was there when the coli virus outbreak, Ebola, yellow flu, yellow fever, SARS virus, bubonic plague, influenza. The same God delivered then, and he will deliver now. For when it comes to diseases and epidemics, the same God will deal with coronavirus, the epidemic of the present. Their fear gave them a distorted view, and they could not see God working on their behalf. You see, fear is just an acronym for false evidence appearing to be real. Fear is nothing but the enemy, way to entrap us and entangle us in our controversy, in our crisis. How do we overcome fear so that we can see God working in our situation, in our crisis? We simply need to heed to the instructions that Moses gives us in Exodus 14, 13. Moses said, "Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of God."